Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did you vote on this week?
Well, this week the House took action to protect struggling families from higher health insurance premiums, higher taxes, and restricted health care choices by putting a bill on the president's desk that would repeal the worst parts of the president's health law and stop making taxpayers fund abortion providers. A lot of Americans have been frustrated that Congress has not been able to get this bill to the president yet, and I agree with them. Most of us are frustrated with the president's health law and with being forced to give part of our tax money to organizations that perform abortions. And our legislation redirects funding away from abortion providers to community health centers who help the neediest communities, and authorizes $250 million to help people with substance abuse or mental health disorders. Part of the problem was that under Senate rules, it takes 60 senators to bring up a bill for a vote. So even though a majority of the Senate wanted to repeal the president's health law and stop paying abortion providers, there weren't 60 senators in support, only about 54. So just a handful of senators were able to block the will of the majority of the Senate and of the majority of this country. Now, both chambers have passed this legislation. It is up to the president to decide whether he wants to listen to the majority or save people money, or whether he wants to keep the status quo. With three-quarters of the country expressing strong disapproval of the direction in which the country is headed, the president should listen to them and sign our bill into law.
What did you think about the president's executive actions on gun control?
Well, there's only so much that the president can do to change the law. Congress makes the laws. The president's job is to enforce them. Only when Congress specifically delegates authority can he change the law. As a result, the decisions he announced are very modest. He will be hiring more ATF agents. He's proposing to spend more money on mental health, though he has not said where that money will come from. The background check system will be operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, rather than normal business hours. Doctors will be allowed to tell law enforcement about mentally ill individuals, but only until they have completed treatment. So even this change is very modest. The largest change will be expanding the scope of federal background check requirements. Federal law requires a federal firearms license for firearms dealers. Under the president's new law, you need a license and must conduct background checks if you repetitively buy and sell firearms with the principal motive of making a profit, even if that's not your livelihood. I'm a strong supporter of background checks, and I voted that way. 2 years ago, I voted to increase funding for the background check system by $20 million. But I've also sworn an oath to support the Constitution, and that includes the Second Amendment. It will be up to the courts to decide if the president is acting within his proper authority. It is also important to note that these actions would not have actually stopped any of the most horrific mass shootings that have occurred in the recent years.
Congressman, what did you think about the news in North Korea?
Well, on December 12th, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un claimed on North Korean government-run media that he possessed a hydrogen bomb. On Tuesday, North Korea claimed to have tested one. The South Korean government reported an artificial earthquake taking place around the same time, so it is at least credible that they tested a major weapon. Some have expressed skepticism about whether this poor, backward dictatorship could have the advanced technology capability to develop such a weapon. But North Korea has had nuclear weapons for at least a decade and invest heavily in weapons development. We have to consider it a possibility that they do have a hydrogen bomb, which is about five times as powerful as the size of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. This possibility just underscores the reality that we live in a dangerous world that requires a strong American military.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. Our military has always been strong because of the strengths of our troops. Honoring our troops is part of creating a culture of service that will encourage the next generation of heroes to step forward. And that's why I'm particularly proud when Lancaster County honors its veterans. Wayne Segrist of Lititz has donated 2.4 acres of land worth about $180,000 next to the Lititz Public Library for a park in honor of veterans like his father, who operated landing craft at D-Day. Further donations have poured in from a variety of sources, including the fundraising efforts of students at Bonfield Elementary, which yielded $2,000 for the park. So I thank and commend the students, their families, and all of those who are working to honor our veterans and to contribute to our community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.